tuned in to the first edition of the Hardest Hit Radio. I am Toriana Parker, along with our super producer, Brother Jabari Effner. This is our first edition of our Hardest Hit Radio, where we're talking everything from politics to economics to things that impact us every day. Today we have a special guest on there, and his name is Brother Brad. He's with Muhammad Mosque 95 here in St. Pete, a spiritual group that does a lot for our community. And we definitely want to run some questions by him and see what hot topics he can talk about today that can see how it can inspire us all. So we're going to lead into a commercial real quick, and then we'll be right back with our Brother Brad.
My sister, I got love for you, no lie. I give my best, I try. Someday we'll touch the sky.
All right, we're back on Hardest Hit Radio again. Again, my name is Toriana Parker. We'll be on every Thursday at 12:15 here. And our studio is loaded here on 22nd Street, one of the hardest hit areas in St. Pete. I'm going to go into the segment with our special guest today, Brother Brad Hyman. Brother Brad, how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, sir.
Good, good, good. Hey, let's go to the facts, sir. You have St. Pete, you have the stigma that surrounds St. Pete, which means if you're south of Central, they're considered a high crime area, don't live down there, poverty, high crime. As you sit and as you've been a lone white community in St. Pete, what's your perspective on it?
First and foremost, I want to thank you, Mr. Parker, for giving me the opportunity to be on your radio show. Just going by the scriptures, you know, we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And if you look at our community, it's not that way by accident, it's by design. So when you deprive an area of certain things, justice, there's gonna be crimes. So you will see high crime in places where there's no justice, where there's no jobs. So I would say if we can put back the justice, put back the economic development in our community, the crime and all the stigma of the South Side of St. Pete is this so-called bad area. But if we do the things that we need done in our community, like I said, economic development is one of them, jobs and justice. If we can do those things, then our community will not be what is normally said the black side of St. Pete.
Yeah, that's good perspective. What I like next to go to another set of questions is, people have their own perception about our law enforcement here, how is treatment amongst African Americans. What's your feelings on community policing? What's your take on that?
Well, me personally, I think the police officers in our community should be from our community.
Okay.
When you have someone that doesn't know our community and know the people and the way they act, then when you see them act in a certain way to somebody who's not from the community, might think they're acting radical or they're thugs or they might be hostile. But that's the way certain areas act, a certain way. So if we have police officers that grew up in the community, then they would know how to handle us as a people versus having outside come in and judge us for what they see of us.
You guys, very good perspective. I can remember the great minister of Farrakhan took a very good initiative in Chicago to clean up one of the roughest, toughest areas in Chicago. And he did it with a bunch of clean-cut brothers with no guns or anything. Cleaned up an area that was a high crime-ridden area in Chicago. Any kind of initiative like that could be done on a level at the Moss 95 at this level, that can maybe we can go in our own areas and duplicate the same process?
Yes, sir. I believe, yes, it can be done. It is being done, but there are forces that are against what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. It's called ignorance. If you don't know something and you perceive it to be other than what you think it is, then now your thought of that group would damage the perspective of the group. So now you don't want to get close to the group because somebody has said or made the group seem like it's a terrorist group or a radical group without getting to know the group. But if you look at the history of the Nation of Islam, in particular Muhammad Mosque 95 and the members that are made up of that mosque, look at what we have done, how we've brought people in and have cleaned them up. And not just cleaned them up for us putting them in a suit and cleaning up their features, but we went to as far as the cleaning up the thoughts of the mind.
No, I think that's very good. I've seen the transformation of incident happened several times, and I've been most impressed to see some brothers that you barely recognize on the street that turn around like a lawyer the next day. I mean, that's a huge impact there. Not, I mean, I think that process should be duplicated over and over again. I mean, I really, that's one thing I've always appreciated about the Nation of Islam, of what their transformation of African-American males could look like. So I think as a credit to the nation, I think when we're talking about impact towards the community, to me, to the day, I think that is the greatest accomplishment that I've ever seen, where you can take a brother who just came off the street that you just thought just came out of the trash, and all of a sudden he looked like he could be on Wall Street making big money deals on the stock market. You know, I just think that's huge. We're going to go into another commercial. We're going to come back again with Brother Brad Hyman. Again, this is Hardest Hit Radio. We're on every Thursday from 12:15 to 12:45. We got call in. And while we have, take a first second before we go on our next commercial, we want to give a special shout out to one of our sponsors, One Love Entertainment, Brother Jabari Edmonds. Brother Brad, you know Brother Jabari Edmonds, right?
Yes, I know Brother
Jabari. I mean, they're one of our great sponsors, we're our greatest support, Better Magazine, and that's a young brother, and that's what I'm saying, that's inspiring. So we want to give first shout out to our first sponsor, and I think we're looking to do a lot of work with that brother there. I think you're in the mosque. Y'all need to call that brother in too. He can definitely put your story out there, the message that is definitely, he controlled the media, and that's one thing we don't have. So we come back from our area. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about One Love Magazine. In addition to, we're going to come back and close out some more things and give you a platform to tell me about more about the brothers of Mosque 95. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'm still sitting here with our great guest, Brad Muhammad. Him and I was talking about some great topics on that happened here in the city. The nation role in helping some of the issues that affect a lot of African Americans. Brad, I want to go ahead and give you a segment to say, hey, give me your platform of what you think we can do here to rectify a lot of problems we have here in this community.
First and foremost, we as a people have to unite, set aside our differences, whatever differences we may have, and learn how to unite and support one another. That's one thing. I think the main thing, religion is one. You know, we are divided by the name that we call God or what religion we say God is. Number two, as a people, we don't come together on issues that's pertinent to the community. For as number one, economic development, I don't think we are educated in that area field of economic development. I don't think we understand the power of business, how to circulate our dollars through our community and our own business owners. And lastly, standing up for justice, no matter who does it, is deserved justice. And this thing called snitching, I never heard of such a thing called snitching, because snitching to me originated when there was two people committing a crime and one get caught, you don't tell. But if someone breaking your house and your neighbors see it, it's not snitching. they're protecting a community, the community, because if that neighbor tell on that person, then that saved that community. But if he turned his eye and said, I'm not snitching, then he just as guilty as the person who did it.
If Ray Ray shot Baby, would the nation go look for Ray Ray?
Yes.
Run him down, right? Let him know that that's not tolerable in our neighborhood. You know, you can't hide nowhere if you're going to commit atrocities like that amongst people of color or people of any color, that's where. Am I correct?
Yes. And not even that. Just recently, there was a murder, and you guys, the SCLC, put a ransom up, $500 ransom up for whoever did it, because that's got to be tolerated. We talk about police brutality, but what about our black-on-black brutality? Right. We got to start at home first.
Absolutely.
So once we start doing that, I think that'll cut down some of the police brutality.
Do y'all have any position for us? Who's your representative for whatever districts you live in? What is the position for the Moss on politics?
Well, we really don't get into politics. Our job basically is to build people. We build people and put it like this. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said in an interview, my job is to clean you up. The one after me will teach you Islam, and he will teach you in all truth. So our job is to give our people the truth that they can make a sound decision on anything that they're making, because if you give a person a half truth, they're going to make a half true decision.
That's true. Even though the minister was very instrumental in the late 2000s getting President Barack Obama elected off of Chicago's his hometown, as well as the minister, played a very, very, very important role getting the young Barack Obama into Senate and on later on to the White House to become our second term president. Any feelings that that type of leadership has come down to this level here at Moss 95?
Well, we are an organization, and any organization have certain rules and regulations. If the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who is sitting in the seat of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, asks us to do certain things in any particular field, politics, what have you, that's how we move. So we don't move without his say-so in certain things. He's not just a warning to America, he's a warning to all, and he's a guide to all. So we don't anticipate commands, we wait till he give us the command.
Got it. Oh, that's very good. As we always know, the Nation of Islam is known as a well-obedient group of men and women. Never been any on anyone's terrorist list. Has always been law-abiding citizens in every community they've seen and operate. So those are very big kudos, very big ups to the Nation of Islam everywhere. And the continuous work that you guys do here in this community, we hope to see a lot more. Any last thing you would like to say, Brad, on behalf of you and the Nation of Islam and Moss 95, any announcements or anything? What can we look for?
First and foremost, I want to thank our local representative, Muhammad Moss 95, Brother Student Minister Ali Muhammad. He wasn't able to be here today. My colleague, Sister Nayira Muhammad, she deals with the women of the Moss, and our student secretary, Brother Demetrius Muhammad, working with them, and a group of men and women that we are charged of. I want to thank each and every one of them for their support of us. And lastly, I want to thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because if it weren't for him, it wouldn't be no Nation of Islam right now, for him standing up. And he asking everybody to come to 10-10-15 to come to Washington, D.C. The title is Justice or Else. And if you want to know what the else is, come to Washington.
All right. We're going to take our last commercial, and we'll be closing out the show. Again, this is Hard Hit Radio. We're on every Thursday, 12:15 to 12:45. Super Executive Producer, Brother Jabari Edmonds, and I'm your host, Toriana Parker. So we're going to go to a commercial, then we're going to come back and we're going to close out the show. Thank you.